It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York City's Department of Education has identified 12 elementary school classrooms with peeling lead paint that it says were not remediated before the start of the school year. This put children in classrooms with active lead paint hazards since at least September. Joining us now to talk about it and how the city's handling aging lead paint in the schools, WNYC's senior editor Christopher Wirth. Christopher, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so around 4,000 children tested with elevated lead levels last year. And Mayor de Blasio is pledging to bring that number down to zero in the next 10 years. What's happening?
Well, so let me start from the beginning, just to give listeners some context. So earlier this year, in 2019, WNYC began an investigation into lead paint contamination in public elementary schools. We'd asked the Department of Education for information about its testing protocols, and when we didn't get an answer, we started to talk to principals and to PTAs as a way to get inside school buildings to take our own samples.
And as I recall, the levels you found were startling.
That's right. New York City has a lot of old schools built before lead paint was banned in the city. We managed to get inside of four of them in. And what we found was lots of peeling paint, loose paint chips that tested positive for lead that were easily accessible to children, and lead dust levels in classrooms and in a school library, an auditorium, a cafeteria that were in some cases 100 to 1,000 times the city's safety standards.
So how did the city respond?
Well, at first, Mayor de Blasio questioned the credibility of our results, but our story did in the end prompt DOE to conduct citywide inspections over this past summer that found over 1,800 3K through first grade classrooms with peeling lead paint. Now, DOE claimed that all of those lead paint hazards had been remediated by the start of the school year, but as we've seen with these 12 classrooms that were missed and just identified, the system the city has in place isn't perfect.
So what's the status of those 12 classrooms today?
So school officials said they were remediated over this past weekend. They called the situation unacceptable. We've asked DOE for information on which schools these classrooms were in. So far, we haven't gotten a response. But it really does raise concerns among parents I've spoken with about how the city maintains these old school buildings, particularly since, as research shows, even exposure to low levels of lead can cause loss of IQ, hyperactivity, and many other behavioral problems.
And you're hosting a live event here at WNYC to discuss the very issue, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's this Monday, December 16th at 7 p.m. in WNYC's Green Space. Tickets are free. We'd love to have parents with kids in the public schools come and join the conversation. The mayor's senior advisor for lead prevention, Catherine Garcia, will be on stage. We're also going to have City Council Speaker Corey Johnson and several experts on lead poisoning and prevention there. We're going to take questions from the audience, and we're going to talk about how the city can improve its protocols so we really can, as the mayor has said, bring that number of children exposed to lead down to zero.
So what are some of the specific questions you'll be asking city officials?
Well, one question that remains unanswered is whether the Department of Education was inspecting for peeling lead paint in the past as it was required to do under the city's health code. 20% of the classrooms inspected as a result of our reporting this summer failed those inspections. That's one in five, suggesting that perhaps this regulation wasn't being followed the way it was supposed to. WNYC has pressed the city for data from past years. Mm-hmm. So far, again, we haven't received anything. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest question is about which classrooms are being tested. Right now, the city only inspects classrooms serving children under 6 years old. But we've heard from several health experts who say the risk of lead exposure doesn't necessarily stop for 7- and 8-year-olds and so forth. And we'll be speaking with one doctor there in particular who says the city really should be inspecting every room in every school building to make sure they're safe for kids.
All right, Christopher Wirth, thank you so much.
Thanks.
For more information about WNYC's live event on lead paint in the city schools, go to WNYC.org/thegreenspace.